Brian Haynes. Welcome, Brian.
Well, hi, Steve. I'll tell you what, I consider you on the Mount Rushmore of Jackson area radio personalities.
Oh, wow.
So being sitting next to you for a high school hoops game, are you kidding me?
There can't be that many. Is there even four? It's Geo. For me, it's Greg O'Connor and Jamie McKibben. That's the two. I know there's a Tom O'Connor before my time, but I appreciate it. That's meaningful to me. I'm glad that you can make it out. I know we've been kind of discussing like all year, and even last season, I think you said, I'd love to do some games. We had a chance in a scheduling conflict because you're a girls' basketball dad, and you put that priority ahead of everything else, and I think that's worthwhile.
I'm excited to be here. This will be fun.
Yeah, it should be. I love doing the doubleheaders. Playoff time is the best time for high school basketball, in my opinion, and we got a couple good ones tonight that should be pretty fun. The Western Panthers taking to the court here early as we get into the pregame here for Jimmy's Towing, and Panthers been out here shooting since I arrived. Charlotte Orioles likewise. Panthers have been good this year, and I think there was a thought that they might take a drop off a little bit after some graduations last year. That's some important seniors, including Steel Fortress and Desmond Price, who moved on and are playing athletics at the next level. No drop off as far as I can tell. They're just as intense. They work fast, and they are hard nosed too for guys that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, you go, these are fast guys, speedy guys, but they're hard nosed too, and I think that's where they really where they end up winning games. That's how they got to a 15-5 record on the year. They were 11-3 in the I-8 champions, so they're looking to add a district championship to a conference championship already. They beat Stockbridge on Monday night 60-47, and that was a pretty gritty effort, though they did get some hot shooting early to get them out in front. Trey Cottingham had six threes in the first half. All right, maybe six threes. Yeah, six threes first half, 20 points in the first half to lead Western, and then he ended up with 22. Because they kind of changed the way they played it in the second half. But Cottingham is going to be the guy we watch early. If he gets his shot going, he makes Western so much more dangerous.
Yeah, I tell you, I've seen Trey a few times. You better have a hand up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking for space, and he, you could see it in his eyes once he made a couple that he just wanted the basketball because he knew he was going to make a couple more. And six threes is a big number to put up, and that was within a half. So they got out to a little lead. And then they put it in the hands of Nate Burke, who's really the team leader. They run basically everything they do through him. He handles the ball most of the time. He likes to penetrate and not just look for his own shot, but to find other guys. He ended up with 14 points. He had a near triple-double. I think he had about 10, 11 rebounds and like 8 assists. So, he, you know, they got him out in front, and Nate just kind of kept him ahead. And they play hard defense. They pressed most of that game. They trap. They just make it hard on ball handlers. They've got big guys down low. You've got 6'7", Wisman, Tyler Wisman. You got Tyler Oxley, who's the big strong body. And in the starting lineup tonight, they're going with Daniel Dustin. So they've really just got a great mix of inside-out game, and they're going to be tough for Charlotte.
Yeah, you figure those guys get to battle for the last couple years with Fortress and Price, and yeah, they learn how to be tough real quick.
It toughens you up, yeah, no doubt. Charlotte struggling a little bit on the year, 5-15 overall and 3-7 in the Capital Areas Activity Conference, which was actually good for fourth out of six. So there are two teams that were even struggling a little more than them. They're coming off two losses at the end of the year with St. John's, a 43-35 loss, and then a double overtime heartbreaker to Portland, 53-52. What'd you see in your research about Charlotte?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, they say this all the time. Here we are in March, almost.
Right.
and you're sitting here at home in a district semifinal. So,
right,
you know, as they say, you can throw the records out sometime. And they did get off to a slower start from what I see, and uh-huh, played near 500 ball the last 10, 12 games. So, hey, who knows? Anything can happen, right?
Exactly, and you want to be playing your best basketball at this time of year, and they got a week off to rest. What happened this year a lot with all the school cancellations led to some game cancellations, so a lot of these teams were playing marathon back-to-backs at the end of the year, and tired legs made a difference. So a double overtime thriller. Thank goodness they got a Monday night off and maybe got to come out and watch some of these other teams and rested and fresh and healthy. Maybe that leads to a home court advantage for Charlotte and the chance at the win tonight. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. Additionally on the game tonight, I want to mention Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, and they're a big part of our March Madness bracket competition. You'll be able to start signing up for a chance at $1 million on Friday online at WKHM.com. So a three-minute break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and ready to get things going here at Charlotte High School, the Western Panthers, and the Charlotte Orioles on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle with Brian Haynes tonight at Charlotte High School. Pre-game for Jimmy's Towing. And Brian, why don't we go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight?
Okay, for Charlotte, we have they have one senior starting for them tonight, and that's Stevie Dotts. Then there's sophomore Kyle Sandusky, junior Justin Bates, junior Cameron Wirtz, and junior Brennan Griffith.
I like some of the height that I see on Charlotte. Again, this is the one team tonight that we'll see that I haven't seen play this year. But 6'5", Cameron Wirtz, that matchup's going to be he's going to have to match up against several bigs, and we'll get into that a little bit when we look at Western Panthers head coach Chris Hutton and assistants Mike Snyder, Spencer Dexter, and I promised I would mention the team manager, Jacob Chatterton.
All right. Great deal. And hey, for the Western Panthers starting lineup tonight, it also includes senior Nate Burke, senior Daniel Dustin, sophomore Landon French, sophomore Trey Cottingham, and junior Caleb Griffin.
And Western head coach Ryan Molnix, assistants Dave Van Riper, Zane Gray, Stephen Kim, and Dennis Pommier. I played hoops in junior varsity with Dave Van Riper at Northwest. So he's a Northwest guy out here coaching for the Panthers tonight.
I just like the fact that they have a Duke coaching staff with about six guys on it. They suit up during practice if need be.
Yeah, they've got a good staff, and they have 14 guys on the roster. One of the things that's noteworthy and speaks to Western's depth is that at different times this season, I've seen them start three different bigs in the middle, and it's not because they're trying to find that right mix. I think that guys keep battling and playing themselves in the starting lineups at different times. So tonight it's Daniel Dustin, and I think in the lineup they've got him at 6 foot. He's really probably about 6'5". And they've gone with Tyler Wisman at times at 6'7", and we've seen Tyler Oxley start. And all three of those guys will play down low, and that means they've got a fresh big man in there at all times hitting the boards. And we saw Tyler Oxley have three or four big offensive rebounds on Monday night, and I expect to see them crashing on the offensive glass tonight as well.
We'll score one for Western for kind of sneaking the 6'5 guy in at 6 foot on the program.
Yeah, that might. Charlotte's going to be looking at that and going, wait, where are those two 6'2? Those two 6 foot twins look like they're about 6'5 and 6'3. Yeah. So David and Daniel Dustin will probably see both on the floor tonight, couple seniors. And Sawyer Watterson is out tonight with an ankle injury, and he's been kind of nursing that. He played on Monday for a couple minutes. They said he's able to run on it, but can't really cut. They're going to look to, you know, maybe move on today and see if he's going to be available on Friday or make him be available on Friday. He might have to grind that out a little bit on the weak ankle, but they do miss him in the lineup, gives him some outside shooting, and he's just a terror on the ball handlers. So let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing, and we'll come back and get things ready for a tip-off. It's the Charlotte Orioles and the Western Panthers on WKHM, and we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're just moments away from tip-off. Here we'll get the starting lineups introduced on the floor and get you ready to go here at Charlotte High School. I describe this as like, it's like a smaller Lumen Christi dome.
It does have a little Lumen feel to it, doesn't it?
It does.
It's orange.
Yeah, orange and black. It's like Jackson High colors and Lumen Christi's dome, which would never
oh boy.
Sit well with the...
We're going to hear something about that.
So, yeah, we're just moments away from getting going. Crowd's still filing in to see the Michigan Center team has arrived, and they'll sit in the bench in the bleachers and watch this one as long as they can before they have to get ready for their own game. I noticed the Michigan Center coaching staff... we're here on Monday night getting their scouting done. And Northwest will be, I still can't quite get an idea how that game's going to go. But we'll be around for that one, too, after this one.
I think we're going to have two good ones here tonight.
That's my extreme hope. I try not to pull for anyone or root for anyone, but I just hope that it's a good game.
Yep.
Always. And I think we're in for a good one tonight. Still some seating available if you're on your way. You'll be able to get a spot. Pretty good one, too. Right on center court, though, it's starting to fill up. The Oreo logo on the floor, and we'll get a final huddle here from both teams. And get ready to go.
It's definitely a fun time of year for all these young guys when you finally get to be in the kind of, you know, win or go home situation. That just heightens everything.
Yeah, makes it a little intense, and they react to it a little bit. The intensity level goes up. The speed of the game goes up. Everybody's playing at their peak. After a year of learning the offense, executing, it's great. The competition is fantastic. They're at their best right now. And into the center circle, the tip-off is up, and it went off the head of Cameron Wirtz. And we're underway. Western with the basketball first. Landon French open for three. He's been good from out there the last few times we've seen him, and he hits right away. And Western out to a 3-0 lead, and they set up a full-court trap, like a three-quarters court trap. Good job by Charlotte to get out of it. And now a pull-up from the corner for three, very long, and rebounded by Trey Cottingham. He looks up the floor as he goes down right up the middle. Left side for Burke, deep wing. Puts it on the deck, and he starts going right side, hands off to French. French working in just a step inside the arc, passes back out for Griffin, who will hand to Burke. Burke dribbles into the elbow area and then passes back out to Cottingham. He's got a little space in the lane, floats one up, left it short, tapped, and rebounded by Charlotte. Kyle Sandusky with that carom and gets into the corner. Another three for Charlotte. Missed everything, so they've taken two shots, two deep threes, and haven't hit the rim yet.
And two quick ones.
Maybe Western in their second game here of the postseason tournament. Charlotte, maybe a little first game nerves.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about. You got to settle those nerves down early. Those look like two kind of nervy shots to start.
Knocked out of bounds. Panthers will inbound from the baseline. Cottingham passes it to French. Deep right wing. Dribbles into the elbow area. Stops. Shoots. A little long. Tapped by Burke, and Dustin will pull it in. Passes out to Burke, who's all alone for three. No. Another offensive rebound opportunity for Western, and it's loose on the floor. Griffin's going to come away with a loose ball, and he'll get fouled. There's our first whistle of the evening. And that'll go on Sandusky, team first. 3-0 Panthers with 6:42 to go first quarter. First half is brought to you by Aspen Heating and Air, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Nate Burke goes to work, gets into the lane, into the air. Right in between the rim and the backboard. Rebounded by Charlotte, and the Orioles up the floor quickly. That is Brennan Griffith on the dribble. Gets down deep into the trees, has to pass back out with no room. And kind of 1-3-1 zone here for Western. Missed shot, and Cottingham with another rebound. He's got a couple early as the Orioles miss again. 3-0 Western lead, 6-10 to go here. First quarter very early. Panthers moving around the perimeter. Burke into the lane again. Puts up too strong. Thought he was going to get a whistle. Dustin rebounds. Misses. And the rebound goes out long, and French chases it down. Too many chances here for the Panthers. And you leave Trey Cottingham open. He's bound to knock it down. A deep triple for Cottingham. Getting started tonight like he did on Monday. It's 6-0 Western.
Yeah, we talked about that. You better have a hand up when Cottingham releases.
Yeah, and he was a couple steps behind the line. There's a steal by Burke and a fast break. And this time he gets it to go. Soft touch on the finger roll, and it's 8-0 Western.
This might be a situation where Charlotte maybe thinks about taking an early timeout just to kind of settle the guys down. Like you said, first game in the districts.
They break the pressure, but took their time on it. And you find that the patience works way better against the press than anything really fast. And then you get into the half court, and you're not rushing. Moving around the perimeter into the corner. Pump fakes the triple this time. Dribble between the legs. Lost it. Chases it down. Nice effort, but he gives it right to Cottingham, who triggers the break for the Panthers up the middle into the lane. Up and up. Double clutch with the left hand. Cottingham's got the bucket. 10-0 Panthers. And we're going to get a timeout. It's a full timeout for the Orioles. We'll take a one-minute break on the broadcast. 10-0 Panthers out to a great start on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First half of our broadcast brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 10-0 lead for the Panthers, and they stay in that full court trap. And a near steal by Daniel Dustin, but he got him right in the noggin. And that'll be the first foul against the Panthers. Trying to play those passing lanes. If you're a step late, you start looking prone to commit that foul.
That's when the old noggin foul happens.
The noggin
the
foul.
New term for tonight.
You don't get a ton of them, but that one was a clear violation. There's his penetration and pass off. Good look, but he probably takes the shot himself, and it's a better move. That is Justin Bates, freshman guard. Now we got Sandusky gets it to Stevie Dots. Moving around the lane. There's a drive and a pull-up three. Oh, just shy. As Bates misses the three-pointer. Western up the floor very quickly, and Cottingham on the receiving end of a pass for a layup. And Western out to a 12-0 advantage here in the early going. Charlotte working against the trap. Spin move and then looking to pass up the court. Nearly threw it into the turnover area. They avoided that. And they'll get a whistle for the... They get him for the travel. We get a hand check.
Yeah, I think we got a hand check, but let's see here. They're talking it over.
Yeah, I think we get the foul call. Daniel Dustin raises his hand. It was a drive from Brennan Griffith from the right wing. And I thought he took an extra step, a little hop before he took off, but hand check on the way in. Tyler Wisman and Tyler Oxley in together.
Yeah, that's Daniel's second early. We'll see what happens there.
Good thing I mentioned that depth in the front court for Western. They're going to maybe have to take advantage of that a little bit tonight. Had him trapped in the corner. They get it out, and Bates has it. Pressured way out by French. Drives and floats it. Missed again. Good look, but a miss by Bates. And there's a tough shot knocked down, and Orioles are on the board. Stevie Dots, 6'2 forward, with a jumper from the baseline. 12-footer. Good to go. 12-2 the score. Western way in front with 3:21 to go first quarter. Trey Cottingham dribbles into the elbow, passes back out to Landon French. French into the lane, floats one. Got it. That's going to be a high-scoring combo for a long time. You got Landon French and Trey Cottingham, both sophomores, playing big minutes on this successful Western team. Bates drives into the lane, gets one up, but he's going to get a whistle, and I think we're going to get Wisman for that foul. No. It's going to go against Tyler Oxley. 13 foul against the Panthers. 3:01 to go first quarter. 14-2 they lead. Orioles can cut into it with Justin Bates at the line. 5'10", junior guard for the Orioles.
I know it's early here. I feel these free throws are kind of just big. I mean, at this point, when it's 14-2, any points just kind of settle you down a little bit. Let's see if he can make the second one.
First one comes off. Bates... I still feel like Charlotte's trying to settle in a little bit and that you're uncomfortable with the full court pressure the whole way. And who knows if you'll ever really get comfortable with that kind of defense.
Yeah, that Western length, both full court and in the half court, giving them issues.
He gets the second free throw to go. Open look for Oxley for three, and he hits. Big man, Tyler Oxley from beyond the arc, and it's 17-3. Panthers. Mikhail Doss nearly getting a steal. Burt does get one. Into the lane, spins out. Open look, pump fake into the lane for Nichols. And he's doubled in there. Gets it out to Doss. He drives, and we're going to whistle. Timeout from the Panthers. Molnick took a timeout with Zachary Nichols in the lane being trapped. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds on the broadcast. 17-3 Western on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, quick inbound to Mikhail Doss for three, missed. And Charlotte gets the rebound. Stops are going to be big at this point for Charlotte. They need They need stops and buckets. Into the corner for Stevie Dotts for three. Shot it right over the rim. That corner three-pointer there, 0 for 3, and not even one of them has hit the rim yet.
Yep, again, everything just looks a little rushed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in high school basketball on all levels, I think, like, quality of shots is so important. And right now you're seeing the Panthers just get kind of what they want, and you're seeing Charlotte just kind of rushing things.
Yeah,
still. So
agreed.
Hopefully they can get settled down here.
Burke to Doss, back to Burke. And you see Charlotte going into a zone defense with Cottingham on the bench. They get it down to Wisman, though. And 6'7", he just looks like a man amongst boys down low right now. And it's 19-3 Western. Bates has it knocked away by Burke, but right back to his own guy. Griffith gets up the floor, and now gets a penetration. Really got into the heart of the defense with nowhere to go. Western gets the turnover up the floor to Burke. Goes up in the air, double clutches, off the glass, and it's good. Draws the whistle, and Nate Burke will have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. 21-3 now. Western out and running here early. Tyler Oxley, Tyler Wisman, Nate Burke, Mikhail Doss on the floor right now with Nichols. We got Brett Castle set to check in for the Panthers as Burke hits the free throw. So Burke will get a breather. Castle get on the floor with a 22-3 lead with 1:41 to go. Our first quarter brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning. And pressuring on the inbound, and another turnover by Charlotte.
Tell you, that's just a helpless feeling over there when you're coaching and you're wanting them to do what you're trying to draw, but boy, the length of Western is making it so difficult. They're going to have to figure it out soon.
Oxley the inbound. And gets it into Doss. Pump fakes the triple, drives, pulls up the 15-footer and hits it. Nice looking jumper for Doss, 24-3. Western lead at 21. Biggest of the game with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Bates gets it over, and nice catch, Brian Haynes, right at
hands.
The score table. Deflected right to you. But right down here at the score table, and it's been dangerous down here. Yesterday in the opening tip, guys chasing the ball out of bounds, dove right in the table, knocked their board out for about 5 seconds.
Well, you can see the Western length did not bother me at all.
And there's
there
a big three-point bucket for the Orioles. Coming from the right wing, Brennan Griffith hits. And we've got a 24-6 score. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing, machining solutions for the aerospace industry. 32-23 right now, Manchester leading Vandercook Lake with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Nichols feet in the high post for Wisman out in the corner. Oxley for three again. He hits. Tyler Oxley getting it done from beyond the arc tonight. 27-6. Panthers in front. Final 38 seconds of the first quarter.
Oh, to see the big fella just feeling it.
And no hesitation on pulling those shots either. It seems like he's got the green light, and I guess when you're 2-for-2, you don't mind.
Yep.
Nice drive, and got a bump. Bates got in the lane, put it up, couldn't get it to go. Thought he had a foul. Doesn't get it. We get a double dribble from Kyle Doss. And you look over at Ryan Molnick's on the Western bench. They're leading by 21 in the first quarter. He's coaching like it's tied in the fourth.
Hey,
the intensity never ends.
And it's that kind of intensity, and you see that reflected in the way the kids play. So, you know, they talk about players feeding off their coach. There you go.
Inbound goes to Stevie Dotts. No, excuse me, that's Sandusky. Dotts on the bench right now. Sandusky right side. Chance at a deep three. He thought about it. You could tell. Hesitated too long. And there's a steal by Casto. Up the floor. Nichols running up the middle. Has it knocked away, but there's Oxley. And thought he was going to miss the bunny. It rolled around a couple times before going down. And at the end of one, it's 29-6 Western. All over the Orioles early going here on WKHM. Let's take a one-minute break and get back with the second quarter on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes ready for the second quarter. Another 8 minutes on the clock and we're underway. Charlotte with the ball, and there's a turnover. Miscommunication on that one. Threw it right to Landon French, who takes it up the floor off the glass and puts it in. Western picking up right where they left off in the first quarter, 31-6. still full court pressure. And Gunner Oldsma working the ball into the low block. Lost the dribble for a moment, and there's Nate Burke to take it away. Active hands, and now an unforced turnover. Uncharacteristic of the Panthers tonight. Cottingham trying to find Griffin, and it goes out of bounds. Charlotte, a little help there. They trail 31-6.
Yeah, unofficially I have the turnovers. Well, I was going to say 8-2. Let's make that 9-2 right
There's
now.
There's another one as Cottingham steps in the passing lane. Down to Griffin on the low block. Spin, jump, hook, got it. Nice move by Griffith. Or excuse me, Griffin on the low block. Caleb, the 6'2 junior forward here for Western. They stay in the trap. Charlotte gets it on the floor. Almost a backcourt violation. Probably a double dribble that they got away with. Drive in and scoop and missed it. Gunner Oldsma missed the shot, and Western rebounds up the floor quickly. Drops it back. Shumpert for three. No. Rebounded by Oldsma. Gets it in the hands of Kyle Sandusky. Bring it up the right side for Charlotte. Oldsma to... Excuse me, that was getting these guys. So Sandusky going to Oldsma. And now near tap away by Shumpert, and that is Falk with the basketball. But he gets it taken away, and Burke up the floor and gets bumped. Useless foul there. If you're going to foul him, hammer him. So Burke scores it. He's got another chance at a three-point play. 35-6 right now with 6:17 to go in the first.
And Garrett Falk just picking up his second, although right now that might be the least of their troubles.
Three team fouls just for Charlotte, but three for Western, too. Burke's lefty free throw missed and rebounded by Charlotte.
That missed free throw, that might be one of the first things Western's done wrong tonight. That's a good sign.
Burke gets the passing lane again and nearly gets a foul, and that's a backcourt violation. I thought Burke hit it, but the officials call the backcourt violation, so I guess they didn't see it.
When it rains, it pours.
So we got Jordan Talutke on the floor now for Western with Caleb Griffin, Trey Cottingham. I always do that, revert back to a couple years ago when Connor was playing here at Western.
It's a nice shout-out for Connor.
Yeah, I'm sure he's glad. I'm sure he's listening.
He's listening somewhere while he's raining threes.
And there goes Talutke into the lane. Nice finish in the paint. Goes up high and gets one to go. 37-6, a 31-point Western Panther lead. It's 5:42 to go first half for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And the drive and tough foul. That is Justin Dykstra getting into the paint and getting leveled.
As well, Talutke heard you say, if you're going to get somebody, make it count. And he made that one count.
Is that what you meant? You can almost hear him say it. Inbound and dribble move, and it goes off his foot. I can't see who they called it off Western, but
we're going to keep it here. Charlotte.
Bates to inbound. From the baseline, floats it out, and there's another foul. Dykstra taking the beating out here in this trip up the floor as Shumpert went for the steal and got locked up with Dykstra. Dykstra, you could see him kind of walk over the free throw line. Just, come on, I can't get free throws for these two big hits.
He says, I don't care if it's five fouls. He comes to the line.
He comes up to take the inbound now. Goes right back into the paint. Passes into the corner for Stevie Dotz. Dotz leaves and Bates comes into the corner. And now another foul. This time it is Talutke. That's six. So next foul will get him to the free throw line.
Boy, you just look into the eyes of the Western defenders and it looks like sharks just smelling blood.
The chum is in the water.
Yes,
and they're ready to attack. Bates to inbound again from the baseline. Goes across the floor and it bounces on the out-of-bounds line, so turnover. After all the effort, they give one up, and 5:23 to go in the half. It's 37-6. Landon French, Sean Shumpert, Talutke, Cottingham, and Griffin on the floor. right now for the Panthers. A small lineup. Cottingham goes to Taluki, pulls up for three, hits. Pouring on the offense, 40-6 now with 5:05 to go first half. It's still pressing. Up the left side, there goes Dykstra. Turns and looks and he gets back to Bates, back to Dykstra. He's been at least aggressive, trying to drop it down low. French jumps along and a near steal on the outlet, but there's Taluki there to recover. Takes it coast to coast, flops it up, and it goes in. Just tossed him up, and everything seems to be falling right now for Western.
It is just going their way. Any loose ball, any tip.
Bates near midcourt right now, slowing it down for Charlotte as five fresh players get ready to enter the game for Western.
Including
around the perimeter. There's an open look for Dots. Stevie missed that one. Long rebound, tap, and out of bounds, last touch, Western.
Oxley stepping on the floor, just licking his chops, waiting to get out to that three-point line.
And now we'll get a timeout. And let's see who called it, but we got a 60-second timeout. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 42-6 Western way in front of WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Second quarter, 4:17 remaining, and it's a 42-6 Western lead. Charlotte basketball inbounding from the baseline. And Dustin goes out to chase it and misses it. Dykstra has it stolen, though, and Dustin out on the break. Lefty finish, gets it to go, and that is David Dustin. Both David and Daniel seeing some minutes so far in the game tonight. Brett Casto on the defense right now. Casto, Dustin, Doss, Wisman, and Oxley on the floor right now for the Panthers. Bates gets it to Stevie Dots, looks to go to work, gets to the elbow. Fade and jumper. I don't think the shot's going to count. He made it, but the foul will be on the ground, but he does get a trip to the free throw line for the 1-1 in the bonus.
That last time out, Charlotte pumping out some Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. I don't know if that had a meaning behind, but it might take something special for a little Charlotte comeback.
And it starts with the first free throw there by Stevie Dots. 6'2 senior guard here for Charlotte. Zachary Moore into the game for the first time for the Orioles. I talked to the coach before the game, and he said Zachary Moore and Zane Moore, twin brothers on the team, he said, you'll have to look at the numbers to tell them apart. They're indistinguishable. He said he still makes mistakes. Mikhail Doss with the basketball. It's 44-8 Western. Doss falls down on his cut, and the basketball tapped away and hits the coach. He was standing in his box. Hey. Nothing else he could do.
It was time for the coach to play some D. He's like, I'm going to do something to spur these guys on. So here we go.
Could do anything to help this team. And that includes interfering in the play. 44-8. 3:24 to go in the first half. And Dykstra dribbling around, loses it, but apparently that was the fault of Mikhail Doss' defense. It'll stay Charlotte basketball inbound from the sideline. Dykstra to inbound. Looking for Bates in the backcourt. Gets it there. Casto tries to get the steal. Pressure everywhere on the floor still from Western. Bates fires for three from left wing. Missed. Long rebound chased down by Wisman. And he gets it to Doss to trigger the offense for the Panthers over midcourt. Screen for Wisman. Now he tries to roll. Great feed down to Oxley. And he's mauled a little bit down in the low block. Couldn't get up into the air to shoot, so I think we'll get a foul on the ground. Oh, there.
Called it shooting. Yeah.
I mean, he was going into a shooting motion, but the basketball never really got above his waist.
Wait. They might be changing their mind here.
They changed the call.
And if you're Charlotte, I don't know if that's good or bad. Western seems to be kind of getting what they want right now.
Casto to inbound from the baseline. Finds Doss off the screen, right wing. Casto coming around the screen into the elbow. Double clutch. Floater. Missed it. and a rebound by the Orioles. Bates running up the sideline, crossed over to the middle of the floor, into the lane, drops it off, down low for Dykstra, gets some contact, missed the shot, rebounded by Moore, and he misses it. Rebounded by Western up the floor, Dustin ahead of everyone, and he takes it himself, missed the layup, and rebound battled and pulled down by the Orioles, and Dykstra quickly up the floor, into the lane, looking to get out to Dots in the corner, steps inside the three-point arc, pulls up a jumper, missed it, rebound tapped long and chased down by Stevie Dots. He goes right back into attack mode, and he gets it off the glass. There's a bucket for Charlotte, 44-10, with 2:13 to go first half.
And with seven fouls on Western, I think that's what Charlotte needs to do, be aggressive, hopefully maybe get some points while the clock has stopped.
Cal Doss drives down to the baseline, passes back out to Casto, almost lost it. Goes down to Wisman, 6'7", Tyler goes to work, back to the basket, got too deep, shot it off the bottom of the backboard. Nice to see him go to work like that, though. And rebounded by Charlotte, into the elbow and out to Dykstra for three, no. Good look, haven't had too many open looks. Dots rebounds and shoots for three, and he hits it. Stevie Dots gets the triple, and with a minute 36 to go here in the first half, 44-13. Some debris on the court. I didn't see what it was, did you?
A little orange piece of paper. I don't know if someone's...
Confetti.
They shot the gun off a bit early.
Out of town scoreboard for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. 40-33. Manchester leads Vandercook Lake at the end of three. 93 seconds left in our first half here for Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Cottingham back on the floor with Nichols, and newly into the game for the first time tonight, we've got, I think that's Baum.
Sawyer Watterson.
Well, Watterson's listed at number one, but that's not him. I think that
is
Logan Baum.
I thought it would be odd for Sawyer to come test that ankle out in the 44-13 game. But.
Minute 15, Bates. For the basketball for Charlotte. Taking their time, working for a good shot. Bates splits the defenders into the elbow, looking for Dots. Step back triple for Stevie. Off back rim. He's really looking for his shot right now. Rebounded by Western up the floor. There's Baum. Hands it to Cottingham. Into the elbow area for Burke. He dribbles out of there, then drives. Passes out. Off the dribble, pull-up jumper missed by Nichols. He gets his own rebound on the long tap. And a floater is no good. And that goes out of bounds. Last touch on Charlotte. Western will keep it. 44-13. 36 and a half seconds on the timer. Dots a near steal in the corner on the inbound. Goes out. Western will keep it.
Well, you got to give Dots credit. He's down 31. He's still at both ends of the floor working his tail off.
Burke gets the inbound deep. Dribbles across to the wing. Into the elbow. Now passes out. There's a three-pointer for Baum. Missed it. Rebounded by Bates. Turns it up the floor for the Orioles. And Cottingham steps in, takes the ball away. He's all alone. Coast to coast. And it's good. Cottingham jumped out on Bates' dribble and just stole that one away. Took it to the house, 46-13, our score. With 6 seconds to go, Bates dribbles up into the corner. Dots, pump fake, step back three, hit it. Stevie Dots hits the triple, makes it a 46-16 halftime score. Western came out with the full court pressure. Hot shooting again in the early going. And pushed themselves out to a lead and never relented the whole way. Stevie Dots, maybe the lone bright spot right now for the Orioles.
Yeah, Stevie looks like he has 12 of the 16 points for Charlotte here going into halftime.
And like you said, still working really hard on both ends of the floor, defensive end as well. The results haven't been what they'd hoped for, but they'll go into the locker room, see what they have to talk about, maybe come out and try and cut this down early in the third. We'll go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the halftime for Denny's Restaurant. Denny's.com online. If you want to order something, pick it up on the way home, you can do that. They've got the Super Slampler over there.
That sounds good. I'm ordering on the way home.
You're getting one on the way home?
Yep.
All right. Count on it. Denny's, look for Brian Haynes sometime after 10 o'clock tonight. for a Super Slampler. 3-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the first half scores and set things up for the second half. Again, our score 46-16 on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pete Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here for Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road in Jackson. 46-16, Western got out to a big lead early, and they expanded on it. Until I say late in the second quarter, it seemed to kind of even out a little bit. But it took a lot of players to get there, or at least Western used a lot of guys. Everybody who's active on their roster saw minutes in the first half, and it looked like most of them actually got under the score sheet, too.
We even made a guy that wasn't active when we said Sawyer got in the game. So
he got his name called, at least. So let's go ahead and run down the scoring for Western on the first half.
All right. Well, for Western Panthers, we have Nathan Burke with 7, David Dustin with 2, Jordan Taluki with 7, Landon French with 7, Trey Cottingham leading the way with 9, Mikhail Doss with 2, Caleb Griffin 2, Tyler Wishman 2, and Tyler Oxley with 8.
Tyler actually hit 2 triples there in the first half.
That came out early. For Charlotte, it's kind of been the Stevie Dots show. Stevie Dots has 12 of the 16 points. And then we have Brennan Griffith with 3 and Justin Bates with a free throw. So
yeah, just 3 guys able to get in the score sheet for Charlotte. But Stevie Dots leading all scorers with 12. And late there in the half, you can see he just kind of started looking for his own shot. They were struggling to find points anywhere they could, and he seemed to be the only one who could get anything done.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think in these districts, the way they're set up, when one team gets to play Monday and somebody has a bye, I think always frequently you see the team that played on Monday come out, and they kind of have a feeling for what it's like and a little less nerves, and then the team that had the bye, sometimes it's not as good.
Yeah. We're at the half here, 46-16, and I think you could see early that Charlotte, like you said, they felt a little uncomfortable. Their nerves were evident, and they never could get comfortable because that Western left the press on the entire way. I imagine here in the second half we might see them call the dogs off a little bit. I bet they come out of the locker room same, full court pressure, and then they'll start to feel out the game, and when they feel comfortable on pulling that off a little bit and
you'd have to think so, and I'll tell you, you said they made him uncomfortable. That Western pressure made me uncomfortable.
We're over here safely. You had a basketball flying at your head at one point.
Oh, man, they're getting after it.
Well, and I usually work with Jason Smith. Everybody, people who are listening know. Jason Smith had an incident at Michigan Center where he had a bag of caramel corn. Ball comes flying. He spills his caramel corn. You casually caught the ball, no problem. I think that's already a difference. And I hope Jason hears this at some point or someone tells him I said it, because I like to give him a hard time about spilling that popcorn.
Well, and if you're getting Michigan Center caramel corn, you need to guard that.
It's a tragedy to waste. We know
that's
that.
A waste. I expect better.
Let's take another 2 minutes here on the half for Denny's Restaurant, and we'll come back and get things underway. Second half. 46-16 Western leads on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey Boyle, Brian Haynes here, ready for the second half. Out-of-town scoreboard again for Airtech Machining and Manufacturing, machining solutions for the aerospace industry. We got a score from Reading, Hanover Horton and Reading. And this is Hanover Horton's first game of the postseason. They had a first round bye. They lead 37-23 at halftime. And our last update from the Manchester Vandercook Lake game had the Flying Dutch out to a 32-24 lead. Oh, we did have a more recent update than that. 40-33 at the end of 3. So that game's still.
That's with Vandercook, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And a drive from Western, rebounded. They get a second chance at it. Caleb Griffin from the baseline, pretty pump fake and moved down the baseline, finger rolled and scored. 48-16. Second half, Western gets on the board first. They do keep the pressure on here. And they get it up the floor. They did break the pressure. Good job there. And I'm sure that's something they looked at in that halftime locker room. They went to Dotson in the corner, and he drives, loses it on the way in. Stolen by Dustin, and he gets it to Cottingham. No look, passes it to Griffin. Run to the floor, great. And Western continues to roll. Starting lineup out there for the Panthers to start the second half. Bates gets it over here to Sandusky. Tries to go to Dotson, and he loses the pass, and another turnover created by the Panthers. Burke left wing, catches Griffin running the floor. Great right now. Missed the layup, but he did get pushed in the back. So Griffin will go to the line for a pair with a 50-16 Panther lead right now.
And I know it's early here in the third period, but with that little flurry, you know, again, you can't take them with you. The Charlotte coach might want to consider another timeout just to settle things down. You hate to take them off for the settle-down purposes, but boy.
But if they don't get settled down, you're not going to need timeouts later.
That's correct.
And Griffin missed that first one. Second free throw coming. That one's through. And it's 51-16. Full court pressure still by the Panthers. Sherlock gets it up to Dotz. Dribbles through a couple defenders. Right wing now. That's Griffith. And the Panthers, they're playing 3-2 zone. Bates deep.
And yeah, he's got, seems like it keeps morphing.
Yeah, they kind of, you can't tell because they come out and play so far out on the floor on the ball handlers.
I think it kind of looks like a kind of a Syracuse thing almost.
Yeah. Missed shot. They did get it down point blank, but missed the shot. And again, as you mentioned, Brian, it's the length for Western that makes, even when you get it down there, you feel like you're just going through a maze of arms to get your shot off. Cottingham pulls up a jumper, misses it, follows it, gets his own rebound, missed that, but there is
Caleb Griffin, I believe.
He's come out on fire here, second half.
Yeah, seventh point of the third quarter for Caleb.
There's a drive by Bates into the defense, and they come away with it. And on the outlet, Cottingham loses it out of bounds. It'll be Charlotte ball. Looks like Bates might have tweaked his hamstring. He's favoring it a little bit. Keep an eye on that development. 53-16, 5:49 to go, third quarter. Our second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. And on the inbound, too lazy. Burke steps in and steals, drives it up the floor, and takes the layup. And Western always ready to take a loose ball. 55-16. There's Bates, jab step, nice drive, floats it off the glass, left it short. Rebounded by Western, and Bates slow to get up, and I can't tell if he hurt his wrist or what do they say, that midsection?
Well,
lower abdomen injury.
You know, I know you hate to speculate. Appears like he's holding the wrist.
Yeah. And the trainers are out to see him. Let's take a quick 30-second break here on the broadcast. Oh, no, he's up off the floor. We'll keep it here. He is getting up, and it does appear that it's the more painful of the two injuries that we were speculating on as he limps off the court.
I wish him well.
Yeah. It'll feel better. You hope it'll feel better soon. He just needs some time. Ouch. 5:30 to go for your third quarter. 55-16 Western leads, and with the ball, backcourt for Nate Burke. Burke coming over midcourt. He's going to get a screen from Dustin. Dribbles right side. Finds a cutting Landon French. Nice jump hook in the lane. Missed it. Tapped back to French. And Western will get another shot at it. They've got so many offensive rebounds tonight. Cottingham for three. Wide open. Left it off the heel. Chased down by Dustin. And there's a nice feed by Burke into Griffin. And he gets it off the glass. Tough catch and basket for Griffin. Sandusky with the ball now for Charlotte into a trap. Gives it away to Griffith. Griffith in the corner now goes down low, and there's a chance for maybe a turnaround J or something. Now on the perimeter passing. That pass goes through Sandusky's legs.
And again, and just so active. I mean, you're in one trap, you pass up, then you go into another trap, and a third trap.
It feels like there's twice as many Western players on the floor as there are Orioles right now.
Daniel Boone would be proud of this trapping.
Shumpert brings it up for the Panthers and attacks from the wing. Back out to Talucki. Gets into the lane, scoops, and scores. Jordan Talucki, aggressive. Actually loses his footing, does a nice slide on his belly, gets right back up. Full court pressure still by the Panthers. Nice touch pass to break the pressure there, Griffith. But even once you get past the full court pressure, they still, like you said, keep trapping. Fired up there from the baseline, rebounded by Stevie Dotts. His shot's no good. There's a battle for a rebound for Griffith. Turnaround, fading jumper is short, and Western rebounds. 59-16, Shumpert coming up. Passes out to Talucki. He's right outside the arc at the top of the key. Left wing now for Shumpert. Dribbles to the middle of the floor, into the lane. Pass out for Talucki. Thought about that. Triple. Instead passes to Wiseman. Nice footwork. Jump hook, no good. It comes back to Wiseman, and he goes back on the attack. Drops it off for Oxley, and they'll pass out to reset. Shumpert into the lane, and he'll get bumped. That's going to go against Griffith. Another offensive rebound on a missed shot for Panthers. Another out-of-town scoreboard update here for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. Manchester with an 11-point lead late in that one, 55-44. And it's like an 80-42 lead for, I can't get that team name right quick, but action underway, and Doss misses the shot. There's a drive for Shumpert out to Doss. He gets into the elbow area, floats one up, missed. Rebound tapped long, and Doss chases it down. Pass it over to Shumpert. Shumpert with a crossover dribble against Moore out of the floor. Now that is the other Moore, Zane Moore. Bath got a win over Leslie tonight, 65-56.
Big win for the Bees. I just wanted to show my knowledge of Bath.
You know, mascots. The Bees at Bath. Again, we have a doubleheader here tonight. 59-16 right now. It looks like Western try to carry this out till the end, but our second game, Northwestern Michigan Center coming up. Oxley with an offensive rebound, lefty putback in traffic, and he gets a noggin foul. And we got him right on the dome. He'll go to the line for a pair with a running clock going on here. We're down to 91 seconds.
I suppose two noggin fouls, a Daniel Boone, and a Bath B reference all in the same game might mean the score is getting a little bit out of hand.
You've really stretched out your references tonight.
Well, I learned noggin foul from you.
Well, that was
that I appreciate.
New for me tonight. I invented it just now, as far as I know.
I'm going to add that.
Yeah, keep it in your repertoire. We'll get a chance to use it again, maybe in the second game of our doubleheader. On the missed free throw, Oxley tries to get around the box out and commits a foul instead. So the 59-16 lead. The clock continues to run. We're down to 53 seconds in the third quarter. Stevie Dotts, right wing. Skip pass over to, that is Dykstra. Nice feed into the center of the lane, but there's two 6'2 plus players down there. Anytime you get into traffic with Western, you're going to see some length. Zane Moore passes down to a streaking cutter, but Wiseman steps in with good hands and gets the steal for Western. Nice drive by Shumpert. Behind the back pass is stolen. Dykstra running out on the break, right wing, and cuts in off the glass, short. Rebounded by Mikhail Doss. Dribbles out of some attack there. Gets it to Talucki up the floor to Oxley. Steps back for three, short. He's 2 for 3 from beyond the arc tonight. Wiseman out to Doss for three. At the buzzer, off the heel. And at the end of three, 59-16. Let's take a minute break. We'll come back with the fourth quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Unofficially 13-0 in that quarter for the Panthers. well in control here with 8 minutes to go. A 59-16 lead. Second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Update from the AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out of town scoreboard. We've got Historic Marshall with an 80-42 win over Olivet tonight. Steal for the Panthers again. Shumpert out ahead of everyone. Cuts into the lane. Passes out to a streaking Taluki on the follow. And his fading jumper is partially blocked and recovered by Charlotte. Taluki back up the floor. No passing lane is safe against Western. There seems to be somebody streaking and running through a passing lane every time there's a pass.
I'm sure Charlotte players feel that there's Western 7 players out there playing defense against them.
I'm sure the coaches spent a little time counting just to make sure. And if they've gone so deep in their bench, they can't possibly be fatigued. They've got seemingly fresh players coming in at every opportunity. That looked like a trailing violation for Morey. Missed the shot, rebounded a putback. And Charlotte in the scorebook here in the fourth quarter. And I want to give credit where credit's due. That was Aiden Holmes, 6'3", sophomore forward. Doss, deep wing, cross court to Taluki into the corner for Shumpert. And he goes down to the baseline for Oxley. Stops, drops it in for Wiseman, and he puts it up, soft touch off the glass. It's nice. Those two big men, Oxley and Wiseman, work really good together in that close range.
They do this
second. And passing it. Steal up the floor. Shumpert gets into the air, and he's going to get a foul on Dotz. Dawson Dotz. Oh, that was Shumpert. Yeah, Wiseman. When Wiseman gets something in the high post, he's looking down for Oxley on the low post. Or if he turns like he's going to go for his jump hook, he might just drop it down to Oxley and vice versa.
Yeah, that second team for Western, even though it's different type of players, they seem to have a good chemistry out there too, and they're tough together as well.
Inbound to Doss, and he shoots it over the rim. Rebound recovered by the Orioles. 61-18, 5:47 left in this tilt. Deep left wing steps in from the elbow. Jumper, nice look there for Kyle Sandusky. 61-20 is our score. 5:34 remains. We'll get 4 fresh players onto the floor for Western here at the next stoppage. Shumpert bring it up the floor. Trapped at the top. Gets over to Doss. They go to trap him. Now Orioles are playing a trapping zone here. Skip pass to Luki. Back to the top for Shumpert. Dribbles right side, cuts back into the lane, into the air, nowhere to go. Passes back out to Taluki. To Doss, steps in from the elbow, missed that one. Rebound chased out. Doss comes up with it again, drops it off for Oxley, and he powers one up. 2 more for the big man.
Boy, Western, you just got to get a shot up, and they're so active on the offensive glass. As good as a pass.
Yeah, they've been getting second chance opportunities almost every trip up the floor. And doing a great job of keeping Charlotte from getting those second opportunities. Stevie Dotz open for 3, and that one's off front rim. Tapped out to Doss. And now we'll get a 30-second timeout from the Western bench. We better take a 30-second break as well. 63-20, 4:37 left to go. First game of our doubleheader on WKHM and WKHM.com.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Culture.
There's well in front here. Well, now he gets it. So with 4:37 left, back on the floor, the Panthers go with Nichols, Daniel Dustin, Baum. Logan Baum was a junior varsity player, gets called up here late in the year.
It's always a fun moment for those kids to get in here and get your first varsity action.
I like those shiny shoes, too. Look at that.
Yep, he's got some bling.
So does some shiny shoes over there for Sandusky also.
Is shoe bling a thing?
It is now. This is the first time I've really seen it. Dustin misses the bunny. Rebounded by Charlotte, but Dustin steals it. Gets out to Shumpert. He looks to attack. Gets in the lane. Floats one and missed. Rebounded by Charlotte this time. And coming back to the middle of the floor, that is Sandusky over to Stevie Dotz. Back to Sandusky. They'll skip it over to Dotson in the corner. Open look for him. Halfway down and Randall's back out. Rebounded by Baum up the right side for Shumpert. Pulls up at the wing and drives down. Great pass down to Dustin. And left that one a little short. That was David Dustin.
Like to see Stevie get one of those to fall again. He's played a good game. Last game of his career here. Charlotte. Time to end it well.
And there's a near. Castle saw it. Dot stole the. Castle had the steal. Dot stole it back. And then he'll have it knocked away by Shumpert. Shumpert go to the bench. Kyle Doss back onto the floor. We got a final from the Manchester Vandercook late game in the Dutch. 61-52 winners tonight. And the out-of-town scoreboard for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. And they'll be working toward game two of their doubleheader. They got a good one over there, Luma Christie and Grass Lake. Drive baseline,
styles.
Yeah, drops out into the corner. Dot steps inside, pulls the deuce, missed it. Rebounded by Baum, and he looks to run the break left side for Casto. Stops, then drives, knocked away. Sandusky with a steal. 63-20. 2:42 to go fourth quarter. Into the corner, there's a three for Charlotte, and nothing but net. Remember that shot all day. That is Aiden Holmes with the triple. 6'3 sophomore forward. He'll be back next year. A turnover by the Panthers.
And sophomore Holmes getting 5 points in the fourth quarter, showing, hey, I have something for you
the
for next year.
The future's bright.
Yeah.
2:13 left, 63-23. Stevie Dotts coming the wing. Loses it, has to chase it back down. Skip pass. And pump fake. Sandusky gets into the elbow. There's into the corner, and there's Holmes again for three. Left that one short. Rebound tapped and chased down. Baum will get that one. Run of the break. Two on one. Takes it himself. Contested, put a little strong. And Nichols will come down to try to rebound, and he's going to get whistled for the foul. A little over the back on that one. Clock continues to run here, 63-23.
And nice hand for the senior coming out.
Dotts gets his ovation. Led the team in scoring tonight. You hate to lose this way in your last game, but at least he represented well for Charlotte.
He sure did.
Three-point shot going up from the corner. That is Zachary Moore. Missed, and another run out for Baum. Fading off the glass, missed it. Rebound tapped out and chased out. Sandusky looking around the floor, and Baum chases it down. He fits right in on this Western roster. Dustin fires. David missed that one. Bronson on the out-of-town scoreboard for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. With a win, Bronson 62-61 over Maple Valley. Casto with a knockaway steal. Out ahead of everyone, taking it coast to coast. Reverse layup, missed it, but there's Baum. Chasing down the play and putting it in. 65-23, under 30 seconds left in the clock runner here. Sandusky on the drive. Stolen by Casto again, out ahead of everyone. We'll see if he puts it up and makes it. Left it short again. Casto with a couple breakaway misses.
Good D.
And Charlotte has not lagged. They haven't lollygagged at all. They played hard the entire way. And that'll end it. Baum pulls it out, and 65-23 our final with a running clock in the second half. Western gets out to the win. Hot shooting early. Stifling defense. And they get the big win here in game two of their trip through the district tournament. They move on, and we'll await the winner of our second game here on the doubleheader tonight. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the post game for Dictionary Subway Restaurants. We'll get our player of the game and get things set up for game number two. Again, our final from Charlotte tonight, the Panthers of Western, 65, Charlotte Orioles. 23 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the post game for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, and 65-23 the final. Western getting the win tonight, and you mentioned as many players as Western played, and as even as the production was, it's difficult to pick a Subway player of the game. So we're going to go with Caleb Griffin. He came out in the third quarter. He had like 9 or 12 of their Western's points real quick and basically took away any opportunity Charlotte was going to have in the second half to pull it close.
Yeah, he did. He came out and he did score 9 in about, felt like the first minute and a half.
Right.
I'm sure it was a little longer than that. But any hopes that Charlotte had were quickly squashed by Caleb Griffin and that defense.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I mean, realistically, if we were giving away a prize, I'd love to give a sandwich to everybody, because that was a total team effort, and everybody got into the game. Most of them got into the scorebook. I think we had Sean Shumpert, Logan Baum. Well, Baum had one late.
Yeah, Baum did.
Late.
You gave it to Watterson. He were number one,
yep.
So I gave it to Watterson on here, but yeah. He had two even, so.
So you just had Shumpert, Nichols, who failed to score, and Daniel Dustin, though.
Daniel Dustin
not on the floor that much.
Yeah,
got up there and got the start, got a couple fouls and went to the bench.
Yep.
Never to reemerge. So player of the game, Caleb Griffin, but let's run down the scores overall for the Panthers.
All right, well, we'll start with Caleb Griffin, who, as Steve said, led the Panthers in scoring with 11. We had the big man, Tyler Oxley, who came out, had a couple threes real early, had 10. And then we had Trey Cottingham with 9, Jordan Taluki with 9, and Nathan Burke with 9 to finish out some of, you know, the guys that had the majority of that balanced scoring. And then we had Tyler Wishman added 4, Mikhail Doss with 2, David Dustin with 2, and Baum.
Logan Baum, not Sawyer
Logan
Watterson.
Logan Baum, yes, not Sawyer Watterson, who had 2.
Yeah, so Charlotte came out a little cold, a little slow, and never really caught back up to that stifling Western defense. But who led the way for the Orioles?
Well, as we mentioned through the game, Stevie Dotts playing his last game. You know, he can go walk off the floor with his head held high. He played well, played hard, finished with 12 all in the first half. Aiden Holmes led him in the second half with 5, and then Brennan Griffin with 3, Kyle Sandusky with 2, and Justin Bates with 1 rounded out the Charlotte scoring.
And Bates left the floor early, never to return with that lower abdomen injury.
Yeah.
Let's so that
Bates
was a tough one.
Better.
So our player of the game, Caleb Griffin for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Yes, sirree, Bob. Subway is the box lunch program for area sports teams. So if you've got a hungry team to feed, get in touch with Subway, and they'll be able to make that happen for you. Any of those Jackson Area Subways would be a good place for you to stop and hook your kids up with sandwiches. So we will we'll end the post game here, take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back and get started on the pregame for game number 2 tonight. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for AeroTech Machining and Manufacturing, machining solutions for the aerospace industry on WKHM and WKHM.com.